Gracias equipo de alabanza y bienvenidos. Welcome a la primera iglesia bautista. We're so happy to see new faces. Nos da mucho gusto de ver nuevas caras. Sean bienvenidos. Be welcome on this day. Church, do we like to see new visitors?
Amen.
Amen. Do we like to see members?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. All right. Bienvenidos, welcome. Estamos en una serie, we're in a series, algunos de ustedes saben, some of you know, en Efesios, in the book of Ephesians. Y estamos hablando de la madurez espiritual, we're talking about spiritual maturity. La primera semana, the first week, we talked about that all of us belong to God, that God has chosen all people for His glory and for His honor. Que el Señor ha escogido a todas personas para su gloria y su honra. The second week, la segunda semana, hablamos que somos no más escogidos para Dios, that we're not just chosen for God, but we're chosen for church. Estamos escogidos para la iglesia, that we're chosen for community, para comunidad. Que tarde o temprano, that sooner or later, if we want to grow, si queremos crecer en nuestra vida espiritual, we have to go through church. Necesitamos ir por medio de la iglesia. No le podemos sacar la vuelta a la iglesia. We cannot go around church. There's no such thing as just me and God. No hay tal cosa como nomás yo y Dios. But the church is the instrument that God has used. La iglesia es el instrumento que Dios quiere usar to help us move to maturity, para ayudarnos hacia, movernos hacia la madurez. And today, hoy, this sermon is going to be so great. Este sermón es... va a ser tan bueno, no porque lo estoy predicando yo, not because I'm preaching it, because we're at halfway in the letter, vamos a la mitad de la letra, y esta es como una montaña, this is like a mountaintop in the letter, en la carta de Pablo. Fue leído ahorita, anterior, it was written, read, previously, it was also written previously, but it was just read. And the passage, el pasaje es una oración. The passage, if you notice, it's a prayer. It's like we get to listen in to what Paul is praying. Podemos escuchar lo que Pablo está orando. Y si se acuerdan de la semana pasada, if we remember last week, todo lo que ha acontecido en la letra, everything that has happened so far, is Pablo diciéndonos, telling us, que los gentiles, that the Gentiles are now part of God's people. Ahora ya son parte de la gente de Dios. Son incluidos en el plan que Dios tiene para ellos. They are included in the plan that God has for them. They're included. They belong. Ellos son, pertenecen. Han entrado. They have entered. But the prayer, pero la oración que Pablo está diciendo aquí, está diciendo, yo no nomás quiero que ustedes entren. I don't just want you to enter. And I don't just want you to belong. Y no quiero que nomás pertenezcan. I want you to become. Yo quiero que sean. No nomás entrar, experimentar. Not just to enter, but to truly experience all that God has for you. Todo lo que tiene Dios para ustedes. You ever been invited to a party, to a dinner? ¿Han sido invitado a una cena, a una fiesta? And you're at the table, y están en la mesa. Y lo invitaron, and they invited you. But everyone at the table, todos en la mesa, tienen sus propios chistes. They have their inside jokes. Están hablando unos con nosotros. They're speaking one with the other. And you're kind of there. Y usted está ahí, pero como que no está ahí. But like, you're not there. You're not really there. Es como si estuviera al otro lado de la pared. It's like if you were on the other side of the wall. But you're at the table, pero está en la mesa. Fue invitado. You were invited. I think this is what Paul is talking about here. Yo pienso que eso es lo que nos está recordando Pablo. Que no es suficiente nomás entrar a lo que Dios está haciendo, a la comunidad de Dios. It's not just enough to enter into the community of God. But we must experience God Himself. Like experimentar Dios, experimentar la comunidad. And it's, we have to experience the community of God as well. Paul says, you guys have been included. Pablo dice, ustedes ya pertenecen al plan de Dios. Y por esa razón, me estoy arrodillando delante del Padre. And for that reason,
because you're included in God's plan, I am on my knees praying that you would be strong, that you would experience all that God has for you, que ustedes puedan experimentar todo lo que tiene Dios para usted. See, Paul knows a basic human principle. Pablo sabe un principio básico humano, que no es suficiente nomás pertenecer. It's not just enough to belong. Hay que ser. We must become. Go from belonging to becoming, de pertenecer a ser. Pablo sabe esto, Paul knows this, and quite frankly, this is a little bit difficult for me. Esto es un poquito dificultoso para mí. And maybe for those of us who think that we're hospitable, y
quizás por aquellos nosotros que pensamos que somos, sabemos cómo extender hospedaje. Because I don't have a problem with people coming to my house. Yo no tengo problema que personas entren a mi casa. Yo los invito, I'll invite, hey, yeah, just come over, entren.
But take off your shoes first.
Quítense los zapatos.
And stay away from that table. Y no toquen esa mesa.
And put that cup down, okay? Don't touch that cup, okay? No toquen ese vaso. And don't get in the fridge. Aléjense del refri. And especially, stay away from the cranberry juice. Especialmente no toque mi jugo de arándano. It's my juice. Okay. It's mi jugo. But yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sí, bien, está bienvenido. You're welcome. Come on, come into the house. And this is challenging. This is algo, un reto grande. Because Paul, he's opening the door wide open to the Gentiles. Pablo le está abriendo la puerta a los gentiles, diciéndoles, ustedes son parte de la casa de Dios. You are part of God's house. Y no nomás les está diciendo, he's not just praying, no nomás está orando, que he's not just praying that they would find the cranberry juice. No nomás está orando que puedan encontrar donde está el jugo de arándano. He's saying, I pray that you would be strong enough, que ustedes tengan tanta fuerza, that you would go into every room in the house, que puedan entrar a todos los cuartos en la casa. And yes, que maduren tanto, that yes, that you would mature so much, that one day you could even go into the garage and take the car. Que maduren tanto que un día puedan madurar tanto que puedan entrar al garaje y llevarse el carro. What? This is challenging. Eso es algo, un reto grande. Bien grande. But Paul is saying this to people who are not Jewish. Pablo está diciendo a esas personas que no son judías. Está diciendo, mi oración es que ustedes puedan entrar al plan de Dios. That you would enter into the plan of God and experience everything that God has for you. Y que puedan experimentar todo lo que tiene Dios para ustedes. If this was my house, I would not be happy. Si esta era mi casa, yo no estuviera contento. But Paul knows that this is God's house. Pablo sabe que esta es la casa de Dios y todos están bienvenidos. And everyone is welcome. Not just to belong, no nomás pertenecer, pero para ser y crecer. Not just to belong, but to become. You see, there's a difference. Hay una diferencia en estos dos términos, in these two terms. And I think the problem, oftentimes, and this is my problem too, ese es mi problema muchas veces también, que invitamos a las personas a la casa de Dios. We invite people into the house of God, but we leave them at the front door. Pero los dejamos en la puerta principal, ahí con el perro oliéndoles, with the dog sniffing at their feet. And say, well, what? Y nosotros nos vamos a los otros cuartos. We go into the other rooms. And while they may be thankful, quizás dan gracias, because it's probably 114 degrees outside, but maybe they might be thankful. They wonder, they begin to wonder, empiezan a pensar, la invitación a la casa de Dios, was the invitation to God's house really for me? Realmente para mí? And so after a while, después de un tiempo, se van, they leave. I think this is what happens a lot of times. Yo pienso que eso es lo que pasa muchas veces. Con personas que han venido a la iglesia, with people who have come to the church and have left, y se han ido. We all can think of some. Todos podemos pensar de personas así. They came to VBS, vinieron a la escuela bíblica de lecciones. They said a prayer, dijeron una oración, fueron bautizados, they were baptized, they were in Sunday school, estaban en la escuela bíblica de lecciones, or in escuela dominical, ¿verdad? But they stayed at the front door. Se quedaron en la puerta principal.
We told them, nosotros les dijimos, perteneces aquí, you belong here. Pero nunca les dijimos, but we never told them, now it's time to become. Ahora es tiempo de ser y de crecer. I think oftentimes, muchas veces dejamos a las personas en la puerta. We leave people at the front door, and Paul's prayer doesn't let us do that. La oración de Pablo no nos deja hacer eso. Pablo está mirando a estos gentiles. Paul's looking at these Gentiles, and he's saying, you guys belong, and now I pray that you would grow, and that you would have been strengthened. Ahora mi oración es que ustedes crezcan y tengan fuerzas para ver todo lo que Dios tiene de usted. Being filled with the fullness of God, llenos de la plenitud de Dios. Can you imagine being filled with the fullness of God, llenos con la plenitud de Dios? I mean, is that our goal? Esa es nuestra meta como iglesia, that every person who comes here, que cada persona que entre aquí sea llenos de la plenitud de Dios, or be full with the fullness of God. Is that the goal we have for ourselves? Esa es la meta que tenemos para nosotros. O quizás tenemos metas menores, or maybe we have lower goals. Maybe sometimes we're afraid of what would happen if we weren't crawling and we began to run. Quizás nos da miedo de lo que va a pasar si ya no estamos
gateando.
Thank you. I had it. Si bastamos de gatear, y empezamos a correr. Or maybe, o quizás, tenemos miedo de lo que va a pasar con otras personas. Maybe we're afraid of what will happen to other people if they stop crawling and they start running. Quizás tenemos miedo si otras personas ya no andan gateando y empiezan a correr. And maybe we just say, you know what, I'm just going to crawl. Yo nomás voy a gatear aquí. Let's all, in fact, join me. Todos, juntos, vamos a gatear juntos. Let's all crawl together. Because down here it's safe. Aquí está seguro. We're close to the carpet. If you fall, it won't hurt. Si nos caemos, no va a doler. But I think God is calling us to run. Yo pienso que el Señor nos está llamando a correr. A volar. I mean, to fly. This is what Paul is saying. I pray that you would have so much strength that you would run. Que tengan tanta fuerza que puedan correr. Llenos de la plenitud, de toda la plenitud de Dios. Filled with the fullness of God. I think that's a worthy goal for all of us, for our church. The fact is that God has brought people into our lives, and we have to celebrate that.
El hecho es que, la verdad es que el Señor ha traído personas a nuestras vidas y necesitamos celebrar eso. No podemos estar simplemente contentos que personas entren en nuestras vidas.
We can't just be content with people entering into our lives. We have to pray.
Tenemos que orar que esas personas puedan experimentar la plenitud de Dios.
That those people would experience the fullness of God. This is one way of loving people.
Esta es una manera de amar a los demás.
Any relationship, and we talked about this last week, hablamos de esto la semana pasada, but any relationship, serious relationship,
relación seria,
will change you, lo va a cambiar. And it will either change you for worse or for better. O lo va a hacer una persona peor o mejor. And the vision here, la visión aquí que Pablo nos da, that Paul gives us, is that we would enter into relationships as a church, que podamos entrar en relaciones como iglesia que nos van a crecer, that would grow us. All of us, todos nosotros. There's no such thing as a person who is by themselves that never changes. No hay tal persona, no hay cosa, tal cosa como una persona que solitaria, que nunca cambia. No, we're all changing. Todos estamos cambiando. All of us. I mean, just look at pictures from 20 years ago, if you don't believe me, right? Todos estamos cambiando. Miramos las fotos de hace 20 años y vemos que eso es cierto, right? But Paul's prayer here, la oración de Pablo aquí, es que podamos cambiar de acuerdo a la imagen de Dios, that we would change more and more into God's image, and that as a church, we would help each other do that. Y como iglesia, nosotros que podamos hacer eso unos para los otros.
Now, how do we do this? ¿Cómo hacemos esto? Primero podemos reconocer, we can recognize some things about the church, algunas cosas de la iglesia. And the first thing that we can recognize, la primera cosa que podemos reconocer es que la iglesia es el plan de Dios para toda humanidad. That the church is God's plan for all of humanity. That all people belong in church. Todas las personas pertenecen en la iglesia. La iglesia no es un club exclusivo. The church is not an exclusive club for people who think like me, look like me, act like me, dress like me. No es un club para las personas que se parecen a mí, piensan como yo, hablan como yo, se visten como yo. It's not. It's for all people. Es para todas personas. It's not the place where we go. No es el lugar donde vamos para escapar el pecado que está allá afuera. It's not the place we go to escape the sin that's out there. It's the place where we're together becoming who God wants us to be. Es el lugar donde juntos venimos para ser las personas que Dios quiere que nosotros seamos. If we say that the church is a safe place from the evils out there, si decimos que la iglesia es un lugar seguro, protección del pecado que está allá afuera. I mean, I think many of us have probably heard this at one point. Muchos de nosotros quizás escuchamos esto en un tiempo. If we say that, si decimos eso, tarde o temprano, sooner or later, we will see the bad things that happen in church. Vamos a ver las cosas malas que pasan en la iglesia. And sooner or later, y tarde o temprano, personas corren y encuentran protección en otros lados. People will run away and find protection in other places. But I think we have to be honest. Necesitamos ser honestos y decir, all of us are in the process of becoming. Todos aquí estamos en el proceso de ser nueva criatura. All of us. Todos. Aquí. That is not an excuse for just doing whatever we want and doing bad things. No es excusa, ¿verdad? Para el pecado. It's not an excuse for sin. Pero la misma vez, at the same time, todos aquí reconocemos que estamos en un proceso, that we are all in a process. Now, the other thing that we can do, la otra cosa que podemos hacer, es de caminar con la gente que ha entrado en nuestras vidas. It's to walk with those people who have entered our lives. Invest in people who have entered our lives. Invertir en personas que han entrado en nuestras vidas. Para que ellos puedan experimentar todo lo que Dios tiene para ellos, so that they would experience everything that God has for them. That means showing them around God's house. Enseñándoles la casa de Dios. Show them where the refrigerator is. Enseñándoles dónde está el refri. Take them into those rooms that you've been before. Llévelos a esos cuartos donde usted ha ido. But show people all that God has for them. Enseñeles a las personas en sus vidas todo lo que Dios tiene para ellos. Give them a tour of God's love. Right? Llévenlos y enséñenles el amor de Dios. And how do we do all this? ¿Cómo hacemos todo esto? I think the scripture gives us a clue. La escritura nos dice, comienza aquí en el versículo 14, in verse 14, after Paul finished telling them that that they belong, he says, I fall on my knees in prayer before the Father. Arrodillado delante del Padre, Pablo está orando esto. Está orando por el bienestar de estos gentiles. He's praying for the well-being of these Gentiles who have come in. This is the way we do it, first and foremost. Esa es la manera en cual hacemos. We do it in humility. Lo hacemos en humildad. Right? We don't help people change. No ayudamos a las otras personas que cambien diciendo, man, you better get your act together, man. ¿Verdad? Apacíguate. We do it in humility. Lo hacemos en humildad, arrodillados delante del Padre, on our knees before the Father in humility, praying that the people around us, orando que las personas alrededor de nosotros puedan conocer a Dios, might know God on a deeper level. This is also a good way. Esa es también una buena manera. It's a good example too. Es un buen ejemplo cuando si usted no sabe cómo orar por alguien, if you do not know how to pray for somebody, this is a great prayer that we can pray. Esta es una oración que podemos orar para las personas alrededor de nosotros to be strengthened It's the first thing he prays. Tener fuerzas, ¿verdad? Que puedan, que Dios pueda morar en sus vidas. That Christ would dwell in their lives. Que puedan comprender y conocer el amor de Dios. That they would comprehend and know God's love. I mean, imagine if somebody prayed for you like that. Wow. Si alguien oraba así por usted, estas cuatro cosas, these four basic things. And I love that this prayer, me encanta que esta oración es más que pidiendo por nuestras necesidades cotidianas. This is a prayer that goes beyond just daily bread. I know for myself, yo sé que para mí, yo solamente muchas veces, I just pray, God, just, you know, put food on the table. Pon comida en la mesa. Or God, que esa persona no esté ahí. Lord, let that person not be there when I go. Or God, just give me a green light. I'm running late. Dios, dame una luz verde, ¿verdad? Por favor, ayúdame a encontrar un espacio ahí enfrente en HB, or let me to find it. Please. This is a prayer that goes far beyond that. Esa es una oración que va aún más allá. And I think too many times, muchas veces estamos orando por necesidades aquí. We're praying for these small needs, which are important, son importantes. But what Paul is praying for, lo que está orando Pablo, son necesidades que están acá. Their needs are way over here. Lo que está diciendo Pablo, what Paul is essentially saying, is I'm praying that you would be strong. Mi oración es que usted sea fuerte. Aunque no tenga comida en la mesa, even though you don't have food on the table. Of course, we want food on the table. Queremos comida en la mesa. But I want you to be so strong. Yo quiero que usted sea tan fuerte. Que aun si no tiene comida en la mesa, that even if you don't have food on the table, you're just as strong and satisfied as if there was food on the table. Mi oración es que usted sea tan fuerte, que aun si no hay comida en la mesa, que usted tenga la fuerza y la satisfacción como si hubiera comida en la mesa. I mean, this is Paul praying, man, I want you to be strong in every situation. Yo quiero que usted sea fuerte en todas las situaciones. And not just living. Like, I know I live this way too sometimes. No más viviendo como a veces yo vivo, like if God was an ATM. Como si Dios fuera una máquina de cambios. God wants to be our Father. Dios quiere ser nuestro Padre. Darnos la fuerza que necesitamos para todas las situaciones. To give us strength that we need for all situations. This is a relationship. This is una relación. And maybe you're... this is a lot. Es mucho, yo sé. And I know. And maybe you're here today. Quizás usted está aquí. And you said... Emmanuel, yo he tratado, I've tried to experience God. Yo he tratado de experimentar a Dios. Yo he tratado de crecer en mi fe. I've tried to grow in my faith. Or maybe you're here. Quizás está aquí y dice, but I've let other people enter into my life. Yo he dejado que las personas entren a mi vida y and it hasn't gone well. Y no fue, no pasó bien. Maybe there's a fear there of getting to know God personally. Quizás hay un miedo ahí de realmente conocer a Dios. Quizás para usted, maybe for you, or maybe for others, o quizás para los que están alrededor de usted. I want to just speak the words of Scripture over you this morning. Nomás les quiero proclamar estas palabras. Y recordarles lo que dice el versículo 17. And to remind you what verse 17 says. That you are rooted and grounded in love. Que usted está arraigado y cimentado en amor. That's our foundation. Esa es nuestra fundación. Now the verb here, el verbo aquí, en el lenguaje original, in the original language. No dice, it's not saying, be rooted and founded in love. No dice sean arraigados y cimentados en amor. No sean, no dice, doesn't say, un día van a ser arraigados y cimentados en amor. It doesn't say one day you will be, but it says you are rooted and grounded in love. Dice, son arraigados y cimentados en amor. Eso es algo que ya es cierto. This is something that's already true. So the encouragement this morning, el ánimo en esta mañana, is to look at that foundation. Miren esa fundación. This is the only way that we'll be able to experience God. Esa es la única manera que nosotros vamos a experimentar a Dios y también ayudar a otros a experimentar a Dios. It's the only way we're also going to bring others with us as we experience God. To look at the foundation. Miren a la fundación. Now, I don't know if Paul was a builder or not. Yo no sé si Pablo era, si trabajaba en construcción o no. But this is a really good metaphor. Esa es una metáfora muy buena. Grounded nos recuerda, grounded nos reminds us of the soil. Arraigados nos recuerda de la tierra. Y cimentados, and cemented, grounded, reminds us of the concrete. Now, how many of you guys have ever put down a foundation? Algunos de ustedes han puesto una fundación. You guys know, all right? You don't just need a good piece of concrete, right? No nomás necesitan concreto. What else do you need? ¿Qué más necesita? You need good soil as well. Necesitan tierra buena también. Why? ¿Por qué? Porque si la tierra tiene mucho barro, if the dirt has too much clay, it's going to expand. Se va a expandir y luego va a quebrar la fundación. And it will mess up the foundation. Both the foundation and the soil need to work together. La fundación y la tierra necesitan trabajar juntos. And Paul, y Pablo, usa estas dos palabras. Paul uses these two words here. He's saying you are rooted and you are founded in love. Están arraigados y cimentados en amor. Both of these are working together. Estos están trabajando juntos. This is the love of Christ. Your foundation, su fundación, todo alrededor, all around. What does that mean? ¿Qué quiere decir? Es que esa casa no va a fallar. that house will not fail. Venga lo que venga, come what may. We are rooted and grounded in the love of Christ. Estamos arraigados y cimentados en el amor de Cristo. And so, will you this week, esta semana, usted, se fijará en esa fundación? Will you look to that foundation? I mean, look deeply into that foundation. Look at where you're standing. Miren donde están parados. Y fíjense el amor de Dios. And look at the love of God. Why are we standing? ¿Por qué estamos parados aquí hoy? Why are we standing here today? Because we are rooted and founded in love. Porque estamos arraigados y cimentados en amor. And that house cannot fail. Ultimately, all of this, últimamente, cuando estamos hablando de todo esto, when we are talking about allowing people to enter and belong and become, cuando estamos hablando de las personas que, ayudando a otros que entren, experimenten, y que crezcan, and to grow, ultimately, we have to look at our foundation, yes, necesitamos mirar nuestra fundación, sí. Pero necesitamos mirar a nuestro Dios. We have to look at our God. I mean, when you see, cuando usted ve, how far God went to not just include you, but to incorporate you, man, that is going to reflect on how you treat others. Cuando usted vea que la distancia que Dios fue, no nada más para incluirlo a usted, pero para incorporarlo a usted, a la familia de él. Eso tiene una directa influencia en cómo usted trata a los demás. Think about it. In your life. Piénselo en su vida. Are you only a little bit of a child of God? ¿Solamente es usted un poquito hijo de Dios? Are you only a little bit included in God's plan? ¿Usted es solamente un poquito incluido en el plan de Dios? That was I just want to see some Yes. No.
Amen.
Can you be a little bit a child of somebody? ¿Usted puede ser un poquito hijo de alguien? Can you be only just a little bit? Or are you fully a child of God? ¿O solamente, o verdaderamente es completamente un hijo de Dios? Con todos los derechos y privilegios de un hijo. With all of the privileges and rights of a child. I mean, think about that. Piensen en eso.
And when we see that, how far God has gone to include us.
Cuando vemos la distancia que Dios fue para incluirnos a nosotros.
Coming to earth, viniendo al mundo, muriendo en una cruz, dying on a cross, and raising again y resucitando.
Es solamente ahí. It's only then
that we will do that for other people too. Donde vamos a hacer eso para otras personas también. My prayer for you, mi oración para ustedes, para nosotros, for us, is that we would not just enter into the things that God has for us. That we would not just belong to a church. No nomás pertenezcamos a una iglesia. But that we would become the church. Pero que nosotros podamos ser y crecer dentro de la iglesia. There's a big difference. Hay una diferencia grande. We can be part of a club. Podemos ser parte de un club. Y nos mandan un regalito. And they send us a gift every now and then. But the will of God for the church, la voluntad de Dios para la iglesia, es que realmente podamos experimentar qué es ser un hijo de Dios. We would be able to experience what it really means to be a child of God. And to invite others to do that as well. Invitar a otros que hagan eso también. Let's pray. Vamos a orar.
God, we thank you. Señor, te damos gracias. Porque no nomás nos incluyes un poquito.
Because you don't just include us a little bit. Because we're not just sort of your children, but we're fully your children.
Señor, no solamente somos más o menos hijos tuyos. Somos hijos verdaderos tuyos, Señor.
Lord, I pray that we would look at the foundation that we stand on.
Señor, mi oración es que podamos ver la fundación en cual estamos y incluir a otros también,
and that we might include others as well to become, to truly become,
que ellos puedan crecer también, Señor. Gracias te damos.
Thank you, Father, for the love which you have shown us in Jesus Christ.
Gracias por el amor que nos has enseñado en Jesucristo.
We pray this, oramos esto en Cristo Jesús. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.